All right, so let's get onto something we would hear. You would play on a dance floor.
Yeah.
You have recently played on a dance floor.
I have recently played on a dance floor. Yeah, well, let me just introduce the track anyway, which is Andronicus, Make You Whole.
Is that from 92?
Yeah, it's from 1992,
baby.
1992, yeah. This is when I was going raving. This was before I got into the kind of clubbing side of things.
Prog house, progressive house.
Well,
no, I like it. I do like it. Is it has the particular side? It's an in joke between me and our friend Simon Halpin, and has been since we started doing parties with David Mancuso. If you would play a record like this, and we'd go Brockhouse, it's not funny, and it's not. I know it's not funny.
No, not especially.
I've always found that the phrase progressive house is funny because it was the progressive house is the thing people, certain critics and DJs were trying to push in the early 90s when they were trying to be very dismissive of drum and bass, and all kind of serious dance culture people thought jungle was just sort of horrible manic noise indeed that like nobody could seriously want to listen to.
I would need to look up my, I mean, you may be much more on top of this than I am, but I don't quite remember the exact, I do remember the phrase progressive house. I didn't particularly remember it as being a response to drum and bass as such, and drum and bass had barely come through when this was.
Yeah, it wasn't drum and bass, it was jungle, and that might have been purely Simon Reynolds' polemic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Making that claim.
I have no idea. Yeah, I didn't even particularly think of this as progressive house, really.
It's like jazz funk progressive house. Like,
right.
Like, what is it? Like, what? It's sort of indefinable, and anything could be it. But either way, this is a great. I think this is a classic club. Yeah,
this to me is like a rave track, basically. But then that's because where I heard it. I heard it in a rave, and it was in a big warehouse, and there were a few thousand people.
And what label is it on?
It's on Freedom, which is spelt with.
Yeah.
Two F's and two R's and only two E's, actually, which is regular, which is a bit disappointing. Should be three or four E's, really. But anyway.
I think if you'd gone into Fat Cat in Covent Garden in London in 1992 trying to buy it, or 93, you'd have said, I'm looking for a progressive house record. I might be wrong, though. The term might not have quite come in yet. But you wouldn't have just gone into a specialist record shop and said, I'm looking for a rave record. So I think it probably would have been categorized as progressive house, but I may be wrong. And also, please don't write in and tell me I'm wrong because we're not. Well, no, do fine. Come if you know what if you know like what you'd have gone in and asked for if you were looking. I was thinking you might have said progressive house. You might have just said, oh, it's quite techno-y house. Yeah. Do tell us. Do write in and tell us if you think you know what you would have told the guy behind the counter at Fat Cats if you were looking for this record, but you didn't know the name of it, and you knew, but you were trying to vaguely allude to its sound and vibe with generic categories in 1992. I might well be wrong. I'm misremembering and being anachronistic to say it would have been progressive house. Tell us the answer, because I am genuinely interested.
Yeah, it's I mean, Discogs just has it as a house track, so I think it's got elements that, you know, that sort of allude to kind of rave. It's also the lyrics as well, isn't it? I think, like, the make you whole, that sort of thing. It's but I suppose you could say there was a lot of that. I mean, I don't think those lyrics were particularly coming through from US house music culture particularly. So much. So it was more of a kind of a UK sort of lyric. The main thing that, because I was re-listening to a whole bunch of records in prep. So I played this at the last All Our Friends party, which took place, I think, on the 12th of November, or because when there's going to be a bit of a gap between recording this and it going out, though not much of one from what I understand. But I was listening to a bunch of old records in preparation. Somehow or other, having sort of steered somewhat clear from a kind of, you know, a house rave, and certainly rave, but also a house sound, a straight up house sound. And it having not quite resonated with my, you know, ears and body and where I am musically for a little while, somehow or other in the run up to this party, I found myself really enjoying listening to records from the certain strain of records from the early 1990s. And if anything, kind of some of the stuff that I associated more with raving than when I eventually got into sort of the club scene, which was really just it was Phil Real at the Gardening Club on a Friday night, and they were really playing at the New York house sound of that moment, which was also kind of, it was probably the autumn of 1992. Lots of Todd Terry, lots of Louis Vega, and a lot of really good sounding records that somehow or other haven't sort of stood the test of time that well, at least for me. But this one, anyway, sounded good. I think what was going on for me with this particular moment is that I was playing the final set. So it was midnight. The party starts at 5 o'clock. We go through to about 3 in the morning. We end with back to back between all the DJs who are participating. And on this occasion, I had the last set. And we also had a slightly longer than usual. It was like 12 until 2 I was playing. And we are in this different venue now. We've had 3 parties there now. Drop Studios. It's got a bit angled. It's got quite a high ceiling. It's got windows. It's a photographic studio in an explicitly industrial or ex-industrial sector. And I just think that setting, it's kind of got a concrete floor. Of course, I prefer a wooden floor. It's got a concrete floor. I mean, the room, I think, is great. It's a great room. And I think that we also, the decor, the way we do it up is really wonderful. And we did so, but I think it was being in that space and having that moment in the party. So not doing, you know, the previous party I'd played the opening, the sort of warm, you know, one of the sort of warm up sets, if you like, I suppose you'd say, or the early sets. Still pretty energetic, but it wasn't a very late night. And this was late night in an ex-industrial space, and somehow or other,
warehouse vibes.
Yeah,
it's a very late night. It's a very late night warehouse vibes.
Record. It was. I mean, the sound of this record. I mean, because also we managed to buy. I mean, I spent about a week getting an enormous drape to kind of create a proper separation between a very small bar area and the dance floor, but also to just give more of a kind of actual fourth wall, I suppose you would say, to this room for the dance area. That made it feel a bit more enclosed, and really did help with, you know, the acoustics were surprisingly good for the room, because it's a hard room. It's lots of glass and concrete floor, brick walls, but it did already sounded better than any of us expected. I think this drape really helped it, and this record just sounded like, you know, just sounded immense, really. It was very exciting. It was extremely exciting. And it was definitely the liftoff moment of the party. I mean, it was a third record I put in, I played, and this was the moment where, and you know, you kind of need to build up to something, don't you? And this was the record I was building up to. And it sounded fantastic. So, and I just, there's something about that, like, I don't know what we, if it's kind of straight up house, it's not, it, to me, this is not a New York sounding house track. It's got something a bit UK-ish and ravish.
No, in all seriousness, it is early progressive house. I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Before that became codified and associated with a very, very narrow number of DJs and a very, very boring kind of London club scene. The term was coined to try to capture this very specific moment when British house and producers were producing records for rave, but there were sort of, you know, there weren't very rigidly codified rules. So it has quite a tough sort of techno, sort of Detroitish sort of vibe as well.
Yeah, yeah, completely.
You know, combined with a sort of house propulsion, but also a kind of, you know, with the lyrics and stuff, a bit of a One Love vibe. And you could sort of throw all those elements together in the first 2 or 3 years of the 90s and see what came out. And what came out was often some really unique stuff. And what came out, some of it turned into jungle, and progressive house was the name they were trying to use to capture that. And it is a great example of that. It's a great example of that.